Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Cremo. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome
to the show. Fresh and ready to go.
Yes.
Nice. Big day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Such
normal.
A couch day, wasn't it?
I know. I had a 6 hour nap.
Did you?
I was so happy.
Yeah, you look fresh.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Did you nap?
Yeah, for 2 hours yesterday, yeah.
Nap check.
How's the shop going, you said?
Yeah, very good, yeah. It's ticking along nicely.
Yeah, nice. I can't believe the rain yesterday in Sydney.
Oh, isn't it?
Upper Hunter. Crazy.
Isn't it wild?
Well, DY looked like a river. Jackson just showed us a picture.
Yeah.
Was it as bad as it looked in person?
Yeah, it's like pockets of it. Like, it's not everywhere. Sort of, especially the main bits are just insane when it cuts off the main roads. I don't know if you've seen some of the bridges in Sydney, but they're just big old waterfalls.
Was it, the Roseville Bridge, which is one of the main corridors.
Yes. Cars floating on it.
Crazy. I was watching the news. Like, I was watching the coverage all afternoon. They kept playing this footage of a brand new white BMW X6 floating down the road. I was like, well, man, what a waste of a car.
Oh, tell me about
disappointing.
It.
Disappointing.
A waste of a $90,000 car.
What do you do, though? It's just people, I think, a lot of the time, they just either misjudging the water or they just leave their car parked on dry land, come back, and it's not dry land anymore.
Crazy. Yeah. Jess, good morning. Has it kind of cooled down now?
Well, the rain's cooling off, but all of that water's got to go somewhere.
Was there much flooding around the Hunter River and stuff? Because I know that's very prone to flooding.
It's coming today. So Maitland, the Belmore Bridge, that's rising this morning. The Hunter River right from like Singleton all the way down.
Jeez.
Yep.
Stay safe.
Yeah, don't drive through flood waters.
No.
Under any circumstances.
So yesterday, I don't know why the news kept like showing this footage. I guess it's just like rolling live crosses and stuff.
Yeah.
But they were showing this guy in Manly Vale on a jet ski in the park. They spent 10 minutes on this guy. I'm like, you shouldn't be showing this. And they were old lover Ann Sanders on Channel 7 News, man. She's great. She's like, he's a very naughty boy. Very naughty boy. Don't do that. It's like, well, duh.
I think,
stop showing it.
You know what that is? That is a tiny, tiny glimmer of something people would find funny that they can show that's still flood related. Like, it's
really?
From a news perspective, it's like, show that, it's a bit funny, and it's still in the floods.
I feel like it'd be really hard to fill a 3 hour, like, rolling bulletin on floodwaters.
Yeah, you can only show so many cars with that like bit of SES tape wrapped around the roof.
Yeah.
You can only show that same one again so many times.
Like that BMW. Yeah. When I saw that footage for the fourth time, I thought, I can do something better with the day now.
They've run out of footage.
Exactly.
Hey, Lasso's Lasses is up next. The guys in the lead on 21, the Lasses on 20. We have a $50 fuel card up for grabs. We know how expensive fuel is right now. If you want to play, we need one guy or one girl. We're doing it next, 13:10:09.
Did you see fuel in New Zealand? Apparently, $4 a litre.
No, nah.
That's really
good. We're lucky.
Yeah, it feels cheap here.
Yeah.
The Novos. New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game where we have a $50 fuel card up for grabs. The lads sitting on 21, the lasses on 20. I think we still need a lass, though, on 13:10:09 if you do want to play.
Let's meet our lad this morning. His name is Tom from Cessnock. He's a council worker. Tom, good morning. Tom. Hello. No, Tom's gone.
Tom's gone.
Maybe he's the, like, shovel-leaning variety.
He's gone to get a coffee.
Maybe.
I'll just leave my phone there.
I don't know if I can be bothered picking up the phone.
Let me ring my supervisor.
Let's meet our last first, shall we?
Yeah.
Kayla's first. Hey, how are you, Kayla?
Good, thank you.
Hey, all right, let's do this. Do you think you got this in the bag today?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound confident. Good.
All right, question number one for you, Kayla, is if you have a Four Pines, what is that?
What was the word again? Sorry?
What's a Four Pines? If you have one in your hand, what's a Four Pines?
A tool?
No, it's a beer. Quite a horrible beer, actually. Not a big fan of Four Pines. Question number two. Lumens is a measurement of what? A lumens.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's a measurement of how much light you're getting from a light bulb. Question number three. For 1 point on the board, S3... X and Y are all models from which car brand? Is it A, Mitsubishi, B, Toyota, or C, Tesla?
What was the first?
Mitsubishi, Toyota, or Tesla? The S, 3, X, and Y are all models from which car brand?
Mitsubishi.
No, Tesla. None on the board today, unfortunately, for the lasses. Hold the line, though. You never know.
You can still
that
win.
That lad will get something on the
bomb board. Out. All
very
right.
Easy for the lads now.
Yeah, which is good because we're trying to extend our lead, right? Which is the it's goal the for the
point.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just time to meet Drew from Maitland. He's working in the mines. How you doing this morning?
Drew's on route to the bottom of the mine. Hey, Drew, how are you?
Good, thanks,
yourself. Yeah, good, thanks. All right, let's get into your questions. Good luck, my man. Oil of Yulan was the previous name of which skincare brand? It's Olay, Olay. All right, what does the store Dangerfield sell? What does the store Dangerfield sell?
Not sure.
It's clothing. All right, next one's multiple choice. Which of these is not a flavour of Lip Smacker? All right, we're looking for the one that's not a flavour. Is it A, Stroma Llama Berry, B, Iron Man Billionaire Punch, or C, Beautifully Berry Crush? What's the fake one?
B.
No, it's C.
No correct answers today. It's a tiebreaker coin toss.
You are now tied.
Holy dooly.
You're going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Drew, we're going to give it to you. Heads or tails, man, for the free fuel. Drew. Man, it's like pulling teeth today. Like I've had more pleasurable times going to the dentist. Kayla, hey, hello.
Oh, you're kidding. Nobody
None
gets
of you
fuel.
Get it. Free fuel continues. That's
I'm
it.
Keeping it.
Wow. What a morning.
Now, let's give it to this person calling. UFM, what's your name?
Kayla, sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Kayla. You win. Free fuel.
All yours.
How easy was that? You didn't have to do anything.
Or get any questions right.
Thank you.
Frankly, I'm not sure you deserve it, but you get it anyway.
Jeez.
Hey, I want to talk about this promotion up next. The brand new Batman movie is out. One of the biggest movies ever. It's huge.
Like at the box office.
Big thing about big movies like Batman is they do a lot of collaborations with fast food outlets. This time, instead of the Macca's Happy Meal, they've teamed up in Australia with the company Grilled.
Oh, yeah, the burger
do
joint.
Do they often do stuff with movies? I've never really
I've never seen Grilled, like, do this sort of thing before. This is really embarrassing, right? So Grilled had a promotion. It's ended now, so you can't go and try this today. But I read this and thought, what were they thinking? Like, that was a planning meeting with a bunch of marketing people.
Yeah.
Clearly had no ideas for the day. So basically what happens, right, you go into the store and you say a code word to the employees, and if you say this certain code word, you get, like, a free menu item.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to tell you what it is next and ask if you guys would do this for the menu item on offer.
Okay.
I feel like it was a very small little menu item for this level of embarrassment. Okay. I'll tell you what it is next. The Novos. Yeah, the Batman is out in cinemas now. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, go along and watch it. But the movie company behind the movie has teamed up with Grilled for a promotion. It's now ended, so you can't go and do this today. But I want to talk about this promotion with you guys and see if you would do it for some free snack-sized chips. So this was the promotion, right? And I think it's embarrassing for all involved, the worker, the customer. Just know, you go into the store, right? Now, it ran for 3 days, and if you're ordering any burger, because, you know, you have to buy the chips separately at Grilled.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Just saying. You go in and say to the worker, "I'm Batman." You get a free snack-sized chips. Not a small chips, not a regular-sized chips, snack-sized chips.
How big are they?
Like tiny. It's like a little tiny, maybe 10 centimeters high, the little bucket is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Imagine being that poor 16-year-old worker behind the counter, some 50-year-old bloke comes in. "Hello, hello, can I get the, you know, the double
pineapple beef angus,
blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
"And don't forget, I'm Batman." This is so weird.
The
marketing department needs to be bloody put on notice.
What that is a Friday afternoon, right? These marketing guys, they're sitting around at their boardroom table and they've just scored a big contract with Grilled. They go, "What can we do? Oh, Batman's out at the moment. Done. Work this out." Like a 10-minute job. Straight to the pub, boys. We're all getting Peronis. We're done for the day. They're like high-fiving each other as they walk out the door. Marketing teams don't always get it right.
So what you're telling me, neither of you would go to Grilled and go, "I'm Batman."
Well, I thought about this, right?
Yeah.
If it was free chips without having to buy the burger, I might go in and drop that. But with buying the burger, I feel like that's just not even a freebie. No.
It should be you just get them for free because Batman's out at the moment and, you know, they print Batman on the side of the packet.
They put it on a Batman cup.
There you go.
Yeah. Make it the Batman meal.
And their social media campaign, it says, "The Batman fights crime, we fight appetites."
That is truly woeful, isn't it?
That's worse than the "I'm Batman" thing.
It's just terrible.
They did it for 3 days as well. Mm.
That's them not wanting to give away many chips.
Yeah.
Is what that is. Because you could probably, they probably gave away 50 in the whole country, I reckon.
I don't think many people would have went in. Would you guys have done it?
No.
Not a chance. Too embarrassing for too little reward.
Yeah.
If I'm going to embarrass myself, I'll at least want something good.
A free burger or something.
Oh, I'd want the free meal to go in and drop the "I'm Batman."
Especially if you have to do it in the voice as well. How terrible.
I wonder if anybody went in and, like, I feel like when you say that, you just automatically put the "I'm Batman" voice
on. You have to.
"I'm Batman." I wonder if anyone went in and was like, "Hi, I'm Batman." "Hey, girl, I'm Batman."
"Give me the chips. Give me the small amount of chips, you cheap company." Unless, of course, they want to sponsor this show, then I couldn't be happier with the work that Grilled are doing.
Oh, I don't think we want Grilled. It's not like they're going to give us any free burgers.
Well, that's true. Forget them.
At least Macca's, when they sponsored the show, gave us some burgers.
Yeah, a couple of times.
"I'm Batman."
It's a no from me.
No.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Primo. To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
We are on the search for Newcastle's best human lie detectors. As we play Would I Lie to You up next, essentially what happens, it's Maddie versus Meg today. One of them is holding a real item in their hand. The other is lying to you. You need to figure out who is telling the truth. If you do it, you win yourself a $50 Singo's voucher, which is great.
Yeah.
Get yourself some delicious meat.
Absolutely.
At the moment. So with 13:10:09, we need one contestant to see who can figure out who's telling the truth.
The Novos.
A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Yeah, we're still looking for a contestant. If you think you can pick who between Maddie and Meg is telling the truth, if you get it right, you win $100 to spend at Singo's Butcheries. They've got the best prices without undercutting the farmers. They're awesome over there at Singo's Butcheries.
Fill the freezer up.
Oh, exactly. Absolutely. Right. $100. You are in business.
So, me versus Meg today.
Yeah.
One of us has a real item, the other one a fake item. We need to convince you that we are holding the real item. Now, the key here is you have to ask us lots of questions. Mm. We'll give you a chance after our pitch. Let's go to the phones now, though. Meet our first contestant.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Shane. Hey, how are you, Shane?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, man? How's your morning so far?
Not too bad, yours.
Yeah, going well, Shano. All right, man. Well, look, who would you like to hear from first this morning, Meg or myself?
Yourself.
All right, Shane. In my hand, I am holding a tiny little sign that's been taken, stolen, ripped out of a restaurant that says reserved on it. So, obviously, you know when you go to a pub or a restaurant and you really like a table, and then you think, man, that'd be so great to sit there. And then you see that tiny little annoying bloody sign on there. Somebody's already reserved it. So it's like maybe like 15 centimeters long, really small. There's an American Express logo on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, there's a company logo called JCB, whatever that is. Maybe like a bank or something. Blue and white. But yeah, here it is. Take a listen. It's just like plastic, you know? It's made out of hardened plastic.
Okay, there is pitch number one, okay, Shane.
So
it's time for Meg to make her pitch.
Clearly, I have the real item, Shane. You might know that I bring a lot of like cakes and stuff into the studio for the boys. So I went into the kitchen. Cake. Yeah. So I went into the kitchen and brought the clear plastic cake server that I keep bringing in with me. It's about 15, 20 centimeters long. Got the sharp, like the cornered edge on it.
Cornered edge.
Clearly.
Don't most items have a cornered edge?
Cornered, no. Like it's
I'm
got
just saying.
No, is that has a corner?
Like the triangle thing on the end. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's a total lie.
Clearly obvious what I've got.
What she's got in her hand, Shane, is like a Black Fiskars garden spade. There's lots of random shit in this radio station, oh, I'm not going to lie. That's what she's got.
Everything here sounds random and wrong.
I took this sign from, you know, like I think, I don't know how it ended up here, but maybe I took it from Mardi Gras over the weekend.
No, I think it's a possibility. The sign the boss has on his desk, actually, saying his name. You know how the
we can't afford that.
No, the bosses always have those on their desk.
All right, a lot of accusations, a lot of information being thrown at you, Shane. Let's get into the questions. Start with Maddie. Do you have any questions about this so-called restaurant reservation sign?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Do you have any questions for this so-called cake slice that Meg has?
No.
All right,
well, let's lock it in. Straight to business, Shane. Tell me who is holding the real item for $100 to spend at Singo's.
Meg.
You think Meg's holding the real item? Lock it in?
I think so.
What item are you holding,
Meg? I am actually holding a Fiskars solid eyeglass trowel.
Sorry, Shane. I've got the reserved sign.
I listened.
Yeah.
But you never know with this game.
Sorry,
yeah, I went
man.
And stole this from, believe it or not, the tech room.
There you go.
Because that's what you have in a tech room is a trowel that you use outside.
You never know when you might need it
that
out
means
there.
Next week it's worth $150.
Oh. I love that. Up and up it goes.
Amazing, right?
Absolutely. Hey, the goss? Up next with producer Jackson.
I got details on why Kristen Stewart thinks she's living in a simulation. Also, too, the Wiggles feud. Have you heard about this?
No.
I'll give you the details.
Okay.
Can I keep this sign?
Are you selling it? No, you can
Crevo.
Have it.
You got it. Crevo did get the sign for you. Yeah. I feel like I can take that around to places and put it on tables I want to sit at.
Do it. That's actually a bit of fun.
You know, go down to the beaches or something. You get the best table. Go down like a couple of hours earlier, pop it on there.
No, and put your name on it. Like, get a little marker.
Well, it's plastic. I can use I can take one of the
whiteboard markers. Whiteboard marker right there.
What's the goals in minutes in UFM?
The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
For what reason?
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right, producer Jackson, something I thought I'd never ask. What's going on with the Wiggles?
Yes, all right. So apparently a big feud. So fans have done a little bit of an investigation and they found that Lockie does not follow Anthony Field and Anthony Field does not follow him back on Instagram.
Oh, dear.
So they're shocked. They're like, what? People are literally freaking out. One fan commented just that. I'm freaking out. Another one said, oh, wow.
Was Lockie the one with Emma Wiggle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. I feel like those two ruined the Wiggles.
I think
I agree.
Look, especially the vibe of the whole thing. Now, in terms of the Insta situation, do you think it's possible they're just a really boring feed?
Maybe.
Like, you know how some people you see and you're like, I wish I don't want to see what they're showing every time. It's too boring.
Yeah, but do what I do and just ignore them. So just mute them in your
head. Oh, yeah. Well, that's maybe because he's old. He didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, maybe. But they have PR people running their team. They did have people ask their management and they said it's a technical error.
Oh, sure it is. They just dislike each other on stage.
Hate each other.
What a Wiggles answer. It's a technical error. Yeah. Please.
Also, too, when do they give it up, the original Wiggles?
Well, great question.
There's only one left, isn't it? And that's Anthony.
I don't know.
Yeah, who can keep track these days?
Do you know, it looks really weird when you see them all together because they've got, like, Anthony Field still in the band.
In his 50s.
It looks, pushing 60 and, like, some 15-year-old young girl.
It looks as if...
just not right.
A dad has created a family band.
Yeah, like one of those loser families that dress for, like, an occasion together. Yeah. They're like, let's go matching and the kids hate it. They're like, all right, Pops.
The dad's still going out with the young ones.
Come on, let's all go to Kingers.
Oh, my God. Kristen Stewart is back in the headlines. She's kind of made a resurgence. She's opened up about why she feels like she lives in a simulation, which I agree with her. Everything's fake. But so she has said that she is just really not used to people liking her because, of course, she cheated on Robert Pattinson.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
The affair with the married director and then came out as a lesbian. But she's, like, engaged now. She played Princess Diana. This is what she had to say about it.
I'm making this up. I'm living a simulation. It's too good. You run through the list and I go, like, is that possible? Right now I'm definitely feeling it. It's not lost on me any second of any day. I will tell you that.
I'll admit, she's made a pretty great comeback.
So absolutely.
So, did she come out as a lesbian and is now with a man?
No, so she is engaged to a woman.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought she was back with a man for some reason.
I think she did just before this new relationship. But yeah, now she's engaged
to... She did the old, was it Jess or Lisa from the Veronicas?
Yeah.
Did the switcheroo.
Yeah.
Which one was with
Ruby Rose and now engaged to...
Lisa.
Lisa, I think.
Very confusing.
Yes.
Hey, you got to try these things.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look, I was thinking the other day, Kristen Stewart, she treats her sexuality like Crevo treats an opinion in Love It or Loathe It.
Just taking it one way and then taking it right round the other side.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'll pay that. That's good. Thank you, Jackson. Coming up, we are checking in with Jess in the newsroom. Plus, guys, Birthday Lotto is back before 8 o'clock today with $550.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
13:10:09. What wrong item came in the online order? Would love to hear your stories this morning because one came out in the news just now that this lady, instead of getting a lovely bunch of bananas in her Coles online shop, received a big old pack of tampons. Now,
one of those is edible, one of those is not edible, and I'm confused.
Look, you could argue that they're maybe roughly the same shape, but they're not interchangeable.
Absolutely not.
You get those small sugar bananas.
Yeah.
About 10 centimetres, maybe.
I mean, but they're not even close to the same thing. The best story this morning, in the draw for tickets to Under the Southern Stars. This is a great concert that's happening at Maitland Showground, Friday, March 11th.
for this week.
Yeah, awesome, right?
Yeah, double pass up for grabs. Online orders, the wrong item, what was it? Just arrived. Happens a lot, actually.
Yeah.
You get totally the wrong stuff, the wrong sizes, all that kind of gear. The Novos. Yeah, we're talking, did they swap it out with your online order for something totally ridiculous after this? Mum who ordered bananas had it swapped out to pads.
I love this story.
So different. Ridiculous, right? Apparently, there is this rule with Coles and Woolworths, I think, that the pickers, they're the people that go through and like collect all your stuff, go around with the little trolley and stuff, can swap something out similar. Right, so say your sun-dried tomato is not available, they could swap it out to
semi-dried,
like a different brand or something.
Yeah, exactly. You go, well, look, they're close enough. I need the item from a salad.
So for this lady, she probably ordered bananas, for example, swap them out for like the organic or the ladyfinger bananas, but not pads.
We're all laughing at this story, but who is really the real winner here? Because let me tell you, three bananas a lot cheaper than a 10-pack of You by Kotex overnight extra. Regular wings pads.
Well, it depends if you need them or not.
Yeah. You always know somebody that does, that right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that is true.
Give them to share the dignity.
Yeah, we had a message through on our Instagram. So someone had, same thing, Coles. They ordered a Coles 2-ply Green Choice paper towels 2-pack. Any guesses on what they got in return?
Oh, maybe 3
toilet paper.
No, they got Coles tuna, tomato and basil 95 grams.
They pack a lot of orders.
That'll really wipe up your mess really well, won't it?
Somebody has come out from Coles and said it was a genuine mistake, clearly.
It's obviously happening more than you'd think.
Exactly right.
Gabby's on the phone. Hey, Gabby, what did you receive incorrectly on the online order?
Hey, so this is actually from my mum. She bought these shoes online. Mm. Not only did they come and they were about 5 sizes too small, but you know when you order a pair of shoes, like you want proper rubber heel and like, you know, leather top or whatever, it was actually just a piece of like pressed foam made to look like a pair of shoes.
Oh, did she buy
like a dummy pair?
Did she buy
something?
Them from Wish by any chance?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It always happens with Wish.
You think you're getting a quality product.
You think you're getting a spa for your balcony, a blow-up spa, but in fact...
a foot
spa. Always happens. Thank you, Gabby.
Quality with a K.
Yeah. Hey, up next, Gogglebox returns tonight on Foxtel and tomorrow on Channel 10. Last week we had Celebrity Gogglebox, which was really, really cool. We had like Hamish and a couple of other people, but the original Gogglebox.
Clearly
is
big
back.
Stars. Remember?
Yes.
Couple other people.
It was good. It was good.
I actually really enjoyed it, but I like the OG Gogglebox. We're speaking to one of my favourite families, Tim and Leanne. The Novos. Yeah, so Gogglebox Australia returns tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Foxtel and Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on Channel 10. We have Tim and Leanne on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you are so happy. You are excited to be back on the telly, right?
You have no idea.
All right.
We've been practicing. We've been watching so much TV during the break.
Absolutely. So I can understand you guys go absolutely nuts with Married at First Sight. How have you been enjoying that this year?
Oh, my God. That's all I'm going to say. They have gone OTT this season.
I actually love it this year. It seems to be so much spicier. How do you guys decide on what shows you're going to watch? Or do, like, the people from Gogglebox, Tim, tell you, like...
You got to
like,
watch
your
this.
List and,
yeah.
And that, how does it work behind the scenes?
Well, the premise is that we pretty much watch anything and everything that's on TV. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we watch that don't make the final cut. It's just whatever is trending, we'll watch it.
Right, right. So now you guys, you don't live together. So do you go over, whose house is it then that's in the filming, first of all?
That's my house.
Yeah, so I have to go over there, but I mean, I would probably normally go over there anyway because he's me, so not really different to normal routine.
So how many hours do you guys spend watching TV together, like while filming a day?
We watch a lot of TV and, you know, even beyond Gogglebox, Leanne comes over and we have movie nights anyway, so I'd say we see each other at least once a day.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So Leanne, one of the things I... One of the things I love the most about you is you're constantly changing hair colours. What can we expect tonight?
Oh, this one's actually a fun one. I don't think I've done this on a season yet, but yeah, it's one of my favourites. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Oh, no hints. Damn.
you can't remember, can you?
Every time I watch Gogglebox, Tim, tell me, what's the camera setup like? Do they just put like a little webcam type thing on top of your TV, or is it a full camera setup? Because I'd imagine that's very awkward, and like it would take a lot to get used to having like cameras in your face. Like, I would say the most inappropriate things during the break. Like, I'd find that really hard to censor myself.
To rein it in.
Yeah. Well, Leanne and I are very blue anyway. So the beauty of Gogglebox is that they don't censor you. You're not scripted. You're not produced. So Leanne and I will say a lot of interesting words. They just don't make the cut. So they'll censor us in post. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wish they'd do an After Dark, because then it would just be like us going off our nuts.
Oh my God, that's the best idea ever. Imagine that, X-rated, R-rated Gogglebox. I'm totally down for that.
Have you guys ever been worried that you've said something that's going to make the cut?
That's a yes.
Yes.
That's a yes all the time, because I pretty much wear my heart on my sleeves and I don't have a filter in my brain. Anything I think kind of just gets vomited out. So I do get a call every now and then saying, Tim, you said this on last week's video. Are you okay for that to go on? And I'll say, yeah, whatever.
That is nice. I do like that they check with you about that, to be honest.
Hey, we're super excited for this. Tim, I've got to say as well, I love your home decor. It's so nice, especially your couch. That looks like the most comfortable couch I've ever seen in my life. Very nice.
Oh, that couch is so comfy. Yeah. I suffer from insomnia, and I sleep on the couch at least once every 2 days.
Oh, that's
wait,
so good.
Is that why you suffer from insomnia then?
Perhaps why.
You guys are so much fun. What a ball of energy. Hey, Gogglebox Australia returns 7:30 tonight, first on Foxtel, and 8:30 tomorrow on Channel 10. Guys, you've been so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck, guys. Oh, they are great.
They are so sweet.
Do you know what a refreshing change to the people of MAFS that we have on?
They're just lovely people. They're
so
up and
fun.
Get
an
energy, you know. Get up and involved.
Absolutely.
We're doing entertainment here.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Oh, big drama yesterday out of Costco, Bullaroo, after there was a gas leak.
Oh, jeez.
Lots of people kicked out of Costco. Jackson, you came in here yesterday. You were on during the workday.
Yeah.
How many calls do you think you received from people looking for information?
I got enough calls that I had to go and talk to a few people to just find out what was happening, and people were very serious about it. I even had one woman, when I clarified what happened, she goes, "Nah, that doesn't sound right. Too many police. I'll do a ring round."
Oh. They didn't believe
you. We just had the most comprehensive newsroom in the Hunter, but whatever. We don't know what's going on.
People are very passionate about Costco.
They love it.
Look at that, Jess. Look at that support from Meg. The most comprehensive newsroom in the Hunter.
What more support
damn
could
straight.
You want?
Yeah.
You're just trying to... What do you want from Jess?
Nothing.
You're trying to impress the boss. What actually happened there yesterday? So it was just like a gas leak from a fridge, yeah?
And it wasn't even a big gas leak.
How long was the shop closed?
It was closed for hours. Like, well, I found where it was and made sure everything was A-okay for everyone to go back in. But so many calls.
Are you guys like fans of Costco?
I like it for the fuel.
I've never stepped foot in one.
I have once.
You have to go and have a look just to see how extreme it actually is.
Do you, though?
You do.
I reckon I'm fine.
See, I'm put off by the coffins at the end.
Oh, my God.
They've got 5-litre bottles of Absolute vodka, like...
Who's buying that?
It's too big to fit in the liquor cabinet.
I was thinking it was your birthday in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, in that case...
Let's go!
Interesting, right? I'm putting this out there. I think Costco's a bit trashy.
Yeah. We've had this conversation before.
Like, do you really need 10 kilos of Swiss cheese sliced? Are you going to go through that? Do you really need a pizza the size of your car tire?
Probably not.
The cheesecake the size of a car tire, though, very good.
No, the cheesecake, that's the size of an engine.
Yeah.
What I want to do this morning, right, because we got so many calls. Now, we might not get anything, but I think this would be really interesting. Were you affected by the Costco meltdown of 2022 yesterday? Did you plan on going to Costco? Mm. Couldn't go. I want to know what you wanted to buy, where you had to go, what replacement you got. Are you going to go back today? Were you affected by the Costco Boolaroo meltdown of 2022?
Maybe you just wanted to go and see a coffin in a grocery shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a coffin buying day. Did you have to go and pay double the price elsewhere to buy a coffin?
Coffins are us.
131009, give us a call. A little bit of fun this morning. We'll give the winner a prize. Actually, we'll give the winner a $50 Singo's voucher.
How good.
If you've missed out on something at Costco yesterday, tell us what it was. We'll give you something.
We'll reward you. You can buy your meat from Singo's. Proper butcher.
Proper butcher.
Novo's Big Band.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, we received an unprecedented amount of phone calls here at the radio station asking, why is Costco closed? What's happened?
Where am I going to get my 500 waffle ice cream cones today? I'm very upset.
I need to get my 10-kilo bucket of pasta salad. This is unbelievable. Apparently, there was a gas leak with one of the fridges. But, of course, like any good company, they shut the shop down.
Responsible, yeah, right?
Responsible, looked after the patrons.
Close for hours.
The customers, yeah.
Hours.
Well, you were going to get fuel yesterday.
I was going to get fuel yesterday, and that didn't happen, so.
We've put the call out, 131009. Were you affected by this shutdown yesterday? What were you going to buy? All that gear. Now, look, what I thought we'll do is call Costco now.
I'm
just
fine,
to make
sure everything's all right.
Everything's all right.
Yeah.
Just to make sure the staff are all good. They've had the proper mental health assessments after that big shutdown yesterday.
The coffins haven't been affected.
Yeah, well, none of it has.
Well, I don't think they have the coffins there.
They've only got, like, samples.
Just, like, the arse end of the coffins hanging out of the wall.
Cut off a bit.
A couple of mattresses as well. They've got beds.
Do they sell beds as well?
They sell beds as well.
Let's call them and just see. They don't open till 10 a.m.
But
you never know. There might be just
hard workers.
There might be someone in there getting set up.
Maybe like in the office or something.
Rolling the hot dogs into the bags or something.
Welcome to Costco Lake Macquarie. To best direct your call, please select one of the following options. At any time, you can return to this menu by pressing 0. Dial 1 for operating hours. Dial 2 for directions.
Pre-recorded, Matt.
Dial 3 for membership.
We need to speak to a
person. Dial 4 for tyre centre.
Matt.
Dial 5 for optical centre.
Matt.
Dial 7 for receiving.
Oh, my God.
Dial 8 for admin office.
That's the one. Here we go. We're calling Costco, making sure everything's okay and they're open today and operating. I did pre-call during the song and they did answer, but I hung up.
Oh,
do you reckon they've got new FM on in the office?
Maybe they do.
Your estimated wait time is less than 1 minute.
Oh. They're on another call.
Oh. Maybe.
Oh, beautiful on-hold music.
Oh, this is quite good, actually.
Do they buy this
is some better on-hold music, actually.
Yeah. What song is this?
I get Shazam out.
Yeah, let me do that.
Has like some early 2000s country, Faith Hill, something along those lines.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
Nah, it's like
the... Oh, no, it's generic, but it's
generic,
like,
Faith Hill.
Yeah.
Apparently they are. They did sort everything out.
Yeah.
Shazam-ing,
but we want to make sure for the people of Newcastle that it is 100% sorted.
Shazam can't find this song.
Oh. Surely nobody else is calling Costco. At 7:46 a.m.
Are you kidding? Everyone wants to know what happened with the gas leak.
Wednesday.
No result. I'm guessing it's...
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Sorry, who's asking?
Hey, it's Maddie Megan Crevo from UFM. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. You're actually live on air. Sorry to do this to you. We just wanted to make sure that everything was okay with the gas leak after yesterday.
Sorry, no comment, thank you.
No comment.
All right. We just wanted to check in because so many people called us.
Are you guys open today? Oh, my God. Oh. She hung up. Oh. I told you, Costco, you know, shit.
How rude.
Don't go there.
No.
How rude.
Sorry, no comment. No comment.
Oh, come on.
Please.
Just say what happened. Simple. She knows what happened as well.
I'm not going there to get there was a fridge. This morning.
There was a fridge or something. Let
this
it be the
is
guess
my
out.
Theory. Yeah. Somebody's heard it on the radio. They've called them up and said, if they call you, say, no comment.
Say no comment. That's something politicians say.
Come on. Costco is too closed off to me. You've got to pay to join them. Then you've got to, like, if you don't...
Just come online membership.
If you forget your card, they make you feel like a criminal. If you shouldn't be here. And then when you ask a simple question about why they were shut down yesterday...
No comment. Hang up.
Look, they're open 10 a.m. Love you, Costco.
I'm sure that, yeah, if you love them, good stuff.
Bullaroo.
You've had a very flip-floppy relationship with them in the last 5 minutes.
I did buy a pair of underwear from Costco.
Oh, are they good? Have they survived long?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. There you go. Surprisingly. Yeah. Hey, birthday lotto up next. You can win some money and spend it on whatever you want. Maybe 1,000 muesli bars from Costco if you care to. $550 is what we've got up for grabs. Looking for people born in September.
Okay.
13 10 09. The
Novos. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance at $550. Very simple. If your birth date gets called out, then you win the money. September babies is who we're after right now. Let's meet our contestants.
Yes, so we are going to Jen in Curry. Worked at Priceline, recently became a grandmother. She's a bit of a gym junkie. Says the money would be spent on herself and her new granddaughter. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How is life being a grandma?
Wonderful.
Smitten. How much spoiling have you actually done so far?
I had 3 weeks holiday to spend with her.
Oh, that's so cute.
Hey, Jen, tell me, is it true that you like the grandkids more than your own kids? I hear that a lot from grandparents, especially first-timers.
Yeah, no, I can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, only in real life.
Yes. Let's spin these birthday balls for you, Jen. Let's win you some money. Good luck.
Let's get you $550 to spoil that little bundle of joy.
Yeah.
All right. Were you born on the 14th of September?
No, the 4th.
You heard that 4 and thought it was you, but it's not.
Oh, the heart would have jumped then. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Jen. Oh, congrats on the new grandkid, guy. That's beautiful.
Better luck next time.
Yeah, back before 9.
Yeah, absolutely. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next, and you've been waiting for it. New FM's 100K Wordplay is playing in the next 10 minutes.
The Novos.
Now, Jackson, we've just received a call from Costco, who we got in touch with
a little bit ago.
What happened there?
So they apologised sincerely for not being able to chat to us on air and the abruptness of how they hung up on us, and then they redirected us to head office. But they did assure us that they are definitely open and ready to go for business today.
Oh, good.
That's sweet of
them.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Go check out Costco.
Yeah, go do it.
Let me tell you, Costco management, don't give that lady a hard time.
No.
We called her... With no notice, out of the
very place. Early in the morning after what was a crazy day for them yesterday.
Yeah. All in good fun.
Yeah. Indefinitely.
It's just a joke.
Yeah. EMF Fitness Center. Qatar's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K Wordplay. I'ma
do it again. Yeah, we are giving someone in Newey the chance at $100,000. And all it takes is one little word. Big thanks to EMF Fitness Centre Katara for hooking us up with this. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, if you want to play 100K Wordplay, The lines are open right now, 13 10 09.
I love
so keen.
EMF, because they have their main gym in the car park at the back of Westfield on the rooftop there, which is great.
Amazing already.
It's almost like that cool warehouse vibe.
Yeah.
But then they've got the Platinum gym downstairs, and they have so many cool gadgets and different classes. They have an altitude room down there. Remember we did that training.
What's
there?
Altitude?
So it's like a room, a pressurized room that you go into, and it like replicates you.
Different altitudes.
It's really cool.
That's really, really cool.
If you want to train for Mount Everest, that's probably one of your first steps.
Well, the best part is anyone who gets to air to play 100K Wordplay scores a 2-week trial at EMF Fitness Center Katara as well.
Yeah, get around it.
The Novos.
$100,000 richer.
I'm in shock. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again. Yeah, in mere moments, someone else could be in the draw to potentially play for $100,000. 100K Wordplay. Big thanks to EMF Fitness Center Katara. Thing is, all you gotta do is basically we give you a word. You think of a matching word that either Maddie, myself, or Crevo would say. If it matches one of our pre-recorded answers, you are, first of all, you score a 2-week trial at EMF Fitness Center Katara. Second of all, you're in the draw to play, potentially play, for $100,000.
Yeah, it's the biggest prize on Newcastle Radio up for grabs right now.
That's
far.
It. Let's meet Lee from Maitland. Step up to the plate, my man.
G'day, guys. How you doing this morning?
Very good. Are you feeling nervous?
Yeah, a little bit, to be honest.
Well, look, you're one step closer if you can pull this off to getting the 100K.
Lee, you've been listening to this for a week or so now. Have you been going well when you're playing along at home?
Look, you hit and you miss some. You know, you get some. You just sort of work it out as you go along.
What would 100K mean for you?
For me personally, I'd be able to be in a position to help my family.
Oh, that's sweet.
Just in numerous ways, like it'd be, I can't even begin to fathom it right now.
Having that kind of money in your bank account, it's like next level.
What do you do for a living, Lee?
Me, I just do a little bit of cleaning, a couple of days a week.
Yeah, man. 100K, happy days. That'll
be game changer.
A couple of weeks off even.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
For sure. Yeah. All right, well, let's do this, man. We've got 3 pre-recorded answers. Meg's going to give you a word.
Yeah.
The first word that comes to mind, let us know what it is and we'll try and match it up for you, get you in the draw, Meg.
All right, Lee, your word is candy.
Candy.
Okay.
What's the first word that comes to mind, Lee?
I'm going to say cane.
Chain.
No, cane.
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 Yeah. Okay. Well, let's play these words. Let's start off with Crevo's word. We're looking for the word cane for Lee from Maitland.
Crush.
Candy crush.
Oh, that game. Yeah. It was everywhere, you know. That's what I thought of.
All right. Let's go to Meg next up. What has Meg said?
Sweet.
Oh, my God, Lee. One chance
down
left.
Down to me. Have I said cane? Let's play it now. Kane.
Boom! Aye!
Oh, my God!
Oh, Lee!
That's amazing.
Well done.
You are one step closer to the $100,000.
Thank you. Doc.
Good luck, man. Good luck.
Yeah. My heart was racing then.
Wasn't it? What?
Oh.
Wow. Thank
good you. Call, what Maddie.
Oh, good thank job, you man. You mate, deserve welcome. It, hey. Oh, wow.
Well, good luck for $100,000 day, my man.
Jeez. Wow. Hey, massive thanks to EMF Fitness Center Katara for looking us up. This is going to be amazing, guys.
Yeah.
God, the day will be incredible, right?
Yeah, you can come train for free at EMF Fitness Center Katara Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m.
That's right. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Whoever would have thought that I'd be talking about Goldie Hawn, but she's got a message for you if you were having a bad day. Yeah. Wait for it. It's great. Also, too, the way Britney Spears is being advised to make money. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
Coronavirus!
but it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Now, that's what I call forgetting to put the opener into the system and trying to pad out until I do. I think I pulled it off.
It was very fluffy padding. I loved it.
Yeah, look, not everything always goes the way that it should. Sometimes you have a bad day, and that's what Goldie Horn's here to tell you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, don't stress. What is the news?
She's got a little message for everyone that's having a bad time out there, and people aren't really 100% stoked about it because she's worth $90 million, so things are a little bit easier for her.
The one thing that we have to know is that we are doing the best we can. You don't have to move the world. You just have to be and do the best you can for them. And that's good, you know, that's to be applauded. And I think that's how we have to go, one foot in front of the other.
I mean, sweet message. People on her Instagram, though, are like, girl, I gotta pay my bills. So, like, all the I'm doing all right, one foot in front of the other, is not gonna work when I'm being evicted.
What is she doing at the moment, anyway?
Annoying everybody.
Yeah, doing. Like, is there anything else? Like, she in a movie? Is she in a TV show?
I've only ever seen one Goldie Horn movie, by the way. She's one of those people that, obviously, like, before my time, but one of those people that's just famous for the Banger Sisters, and that's all I know of her. And I'm like, what?
Well, she's Kate Hudson's mum, isn't she?
I've
seen nothing of Goldie Horn on a television ever.
Well, there you go.
That's all I know.
Oh, she's a big star.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
And very wise.
We're just too, like, it was the generation before us.
Exactly.
Generational gap. Yeah. You know, but there you go. If you're having a bad day, just one foot in front of the other.
Yeah,
it's very simple, according to the Goldie
Horn. She's got a very calming voice. She should go on that Calm app.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you need a calming voice to go on Calm. I mean, Pink's doing it. She looks like she sounds like she smokes a pack of 50 Winnie Reds a day, so.
Yeah, it's time to put your head down on the bed and relax.
All right, so Britney Spears is getting some financial advice from Kerry Katona. Do you remember Kerry Katona?
From Atomic Kitten.
She's announced bankruptcy twice in her life, 2008 and again in 2013. But she says OnlyFans made her a millionaire again. And
what?
Britney Spears is giving away too much free saucy content. I mean, she's had all those nude pictures posted with the little diamonds over her rude bits.
Yes.
On Instagram, and people are saying this is just a wasted opportunity. So Britney Spears really needs to rake some of that cash in that she lost from being a big old cash cow for the Spears family and get on OnlyFans and wasting the nudies.
She'd make so much money. A lot of money, right?
Well, Kerry Katona's charging $18.75 a month for her followers.
Wow.
So she was in a relationship with Brian McFadden, former member of Westlife.
Really?
Delta stole Brian McFadden
from Kerry Katona.
And everyone in England hated Delta.
You're
a homewrecker, blah, 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 blah.
And wash your feet.
It actually ruined Delta's, because Delta was getting some press and some chart time in the UK.
As a neighbours.
Well, they do actually say that Kerry Katona's the reason that Delta doesn't wear shoes. She took her shoes off to run faster to snatch Brian from her hands.
It's quite possible. I believe that.
But I reckon, you know what? Britney on OnlyFans, she would make...
How much money do you want?
More from that than a tour.
Oh, for sure.
Easy money for Brit.
I think every man at some point during their life has fantasized about Britney.
Yeah.
Found her hot. Absolutely.
I remember being in year 7 and fantasizing about Britney.
Really?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a surprise for me.
Well, what, like 2002, so like Toxic, that era, the leather, like the, you know, the really tight leather outfits and stuff. Yeah. Oh my God!
But
I
was
love
it like
Britney.
Romantic fantasizing, or was it like I want to wear your clothes and your weave?
Because they're two very different things.
No, I wanted to like hook up with her.
Oh,
Prevo.
Yes.
Were you fantasizing about Britney
at some point? Probably. Yeah. It's Britney Spears.
Yeah. Okay.
She was the sex symbol.
That's right. Yeah. At that time.
Okay. Wow.
Really?
She should do it.
Do you really think she's a sex symbol?
Absolutely.
At that time. Not now.
She gives
Toxic, absolutely.
This is going to be like a bit of a niche reference, but she's got Joy and Darnell vibes from My Name is Earl. And if
I
you've
love
seen
that
TV show.
Yeah.
Nah, doesn't ring a bell.
Trailer trashy to me. Like, I love Britney, but, you know.
That's so funny. She really does. I never thought about that, but they're very similar.
Joy does this one line that I love. She says, Darnell, the kids are on the telephone poles again.
It's a great show. Very underrated. My name is Earl. Try and find it somewhere.
Maybe if she wants to make cash, she could do the reboot of that.
Oh, now that's a good one. That I would watch.
She's dabbled with acting.
Yeah, she has.
Wasn't she in How I Met Your Mother or something?
She was in How I Met Your Mother.
Of course. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
She was the receptionist in How I Met Your Mother.
She's a good actress, Brittany. Mm. Not bad.
Yeah.
And look, if she does fall on hard times, she can use that experience as a receptionist to get a real job.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creva.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Now. Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yeah, we're doing it with a bit of Joel Corey and Mabel.
He's in the country at the moment.
Yes, I heard that.
So, funny story, on Friday, apparently he played at the Star Casino in Sydney, and where Meg and I were staying, apparently we could see him from the balcony. You're far too wasted, man.
The theme of the weekend. Thanks for bringing
him up. You could have seen him if you had X-ray vision through your eyelids.
Yeah.
Am I saying that he's a reality TV star before this?
Geordie Shore?
Was he on Geordie Shore?
Really?
It looks like he. I'm not sure.
He was.
Yeah.
He's a traitor.
Yeah.
Okay. You just hate all Brits.
Well, just because of the whole fluoride in the water issue. You know. Any Brit over 1993, I can tolerate. Halsey, you should be sad. Also, too, the new Camila Cabello with Eddie Sheeran.
Oh, yeah. Whinging about Shawn Mendes in this song.
Don't know about this song.
Nah, I'm not sold yet. Really give it a few more listens.
Yeah, maybe need to. Hey,
a grower, not a shower.
Some of them are, you know. Some people are. Now, if you love that song, you can rate it. Maybe you want it to stick around a bit longer. Newfm.com.au, rate the music's up. Great prize this time. You can win an escape to the luxurious Crown Plaza Hunter Valley. Oh, imagine that, taking in all those views of the vineyards. You know, all from your private furnished balcony. Love it, hate it, rate it now. Newfm.com.au. Takes like 5 minutes, and you can kick songs like this off if you don't like them, or keep them if you love them.
Keep it. Love it. Thank you. Hey, guys, of course, big news. Neighbours officially axed after 37 years on the air. Now, we knew this was coming.
Oh, yeah.
The Channel 5 in the UK, they decided to drop the show, who were funding it.
Yeah.
Ten are like, you're paying for this and we don't want to. So unless a UK broadcaster came on board, Neighbours gone. Sad day for Aussie TV. Yeah. A lot of jobs.
Yeah. That's the sad thing.
Yeah. Anyway, what I thought we'd do is a little bit of a celebration of Neighbours next with a game that I'm calling Real or Fake Neighbours Storylines. So, this is how it's going to work. I know. I made it up right then. This is how it's going to work, right? Creva, you're not a big Neighbours fan.
Never watched an episode.
Episodes. Are you well-versed in Neighbours storylines, Meg?
We dabbled. We went from Home and Away to Neighbours back to Home and Away. So, I was there for a little bit. Not a long time, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do next is read out a real storyline and a made-up storyline that I've just written here.
Okay.
The name's the buzzer.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most wins, right? Okay. So I'll read the storylines. If you think you know if it's real or fake, Creva or Meg, you get the point.
Okay.
The reason this will work so well is because it was on the air for so long, they literally had to use every story ever in history.
Could be
real or fake. You'll never know.
I've gone down the rabbit hole here of old Neighbours storylines to put this together.
Yeah, okay.
All I can say, wow. My stories don't seem that bizarre.
They play there.
Of course, I was just saying Neighbours wrapping up in July. Production is over. All of those people have lost their jobs. But it got me reflecting
on
some of the crazy Neighbours storylines over the years. So we're going to play a game right now. You can play along in the car or at home as well if you're a fan of Neighbours or not. So this is how it works. I've got three rounds, okay? Two stories in each round. One is a real storyline, one is a fake storyline. I'm going to pitch them both to you. And then Meg Crevo names your buzzer. You're going to buzz in and see if you think it's real or fake right now. This is exciting. I've got the first storyline for you right now. So okay. Listen carefully.
Okay. All right.
I feel like they're both as bizarre as each other. So this is why I like this.
So listen to both and then decide.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Number one. Izzy Hoyland has a baby with Dr. Carl only to realize that he is actually her long-lost stepdad. Now, Izzy and Carl embarked on an extramarital affair and fell pregnant after a night of passion with the doctor. Now, Carl's ex-wife Susan teamed up with Paul Robinson to hire a private investigator and found out that Dr. Carl was, in fact, married to Izzy's mother before she was born.
Oh, my God. That's so convoluted. Okay. I'm confused.
Next story.
Yeah.
Cheryl Stark is kidnapped by Ecuadorian rebels. Cheryl Stark jets off to Ecuador after she finds out her son Brett has been jailed on suspicion of drug smuggling there. She's then kidnapped by the rebels. Now, when she returns, it's revealed she actually had an affair with one of her captors, and her partner Lou breaks off their relationship.
Okay, God. Meg, the second one's real.
I'm going to say Crevo, the second one's fake. No way Ecuador was involved in Neighbours.
So, Meg, you're going with...
Ecuador's real.
Ecuador is real. The point goes to Meg.
What? An affair with a captor? That is just ridiculous.
I've never heard that storyline before, but
it was felt
too,
real.
Too good to be, like... Too
well, that's an
fake.
Old one. Okay, point to Meg okay. first round. Next right. round. Susan gets amnesia and thinks she's 16 years old again. So Susan Kennedy slips on some spilt milk and wakes up thinking she's her 16-year-old self. This means she's revolted by her husband, Carl, who, by the way, she's just patched things up after his affair. Story one. Number two. Harold and Lou fall in love and leave Erinsborough to caravan around the UK. So after years of both Harold and Lou being unlucky in love, Lou and Harold are having a beer at Lassiter's when Lou suggests to Harold that they're getting too old to find other partners. Harold decides to give his work up with the Salvos and declares that he loves Lou. The two decide to leave and hit the road and embark on a gay relationship.
All right, Meg.
Yep.
First one's real.
I'm going to say the second one with the gay relationship, that's real.
That's real. The yeah. point goes to men.
Yes.
Oh, you know your neighbours better than me.
They did leave the country
right.
and went caravanning around, but they weren't in a relationship.
Okay.
That we know of.
All right, Meg's already won. Let's yeah. wrap it up with the last one.
I could still claw back some dignity. Board, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Story one. Delta Goodrum's character, Nina, goes on Australian Idol and wins. Now, Nina was sick of performing at Lou's and Lassiter's and getting no tips, so she decided to take her singing career into her own hands.
Oh.
She sees an ad for Idol on TV, also on the same network, might I add,
yeah.
and decides to enter under the fake name Delta Goodrum. She wins the whole thing and releases her winner's song, Born to Try, which was also her first single in reality.
Okay.
For story two.
Story two. All right. I've got my ideas on that anyway.
Lou books an act called Powerfinger to play at the pub for Toadie's birthday, but Toadie thought he meant Powderfinger. So Toadie was thinking Powderfinger's going to rock up. He put up posters all over Erinsborough. The night comes and the pub is packed with Powderfinger fans. Then out walks Powerfinger onto the stage. There's just a guy playing a keyboard.
I'll let you have the first guess.
Okay, I think surely the Powerfinger is the true storyline.
But then think of the whole Delta Goodrum transitioning into a music
that's
career
true.
From Neighbours.
Surely that's not happening.
Okay, so you're locking in the power finger.
I have to lock in power finger as well.
You're both right, and Meg's still
well,
wins.
Well, I do know the storyline between Delta Goodrum, though. That's the thing.
Oh, my God, they're all so ridiculous.
Well, she originally submitted a tape, and then one of her friends was going to get up and perform it as her, but then it wasn't her, and then it caused a big...
drama.
Good old Nina Tucker from Neighbours. I wonder if she'll come back for the finale.
Doubt it.
Surely.
Doubt it.
Nah, I think her, Kylie, I think they'll all come back.
Is she contracted enough cash?
She's not contracted anyone at the moment, is she?
No.
On The Voice or anything?
Delta.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's out of work.
Yeah, she's out of work. She needs something to do.
Anything for her.
Yeah.
Hey, they've got her on next.
$550 up for grabs. Crevo, what month are we looking for?
All right, I've just spun the wheel. It has come up as November.
Again?
Yeah,
wow.
I don't control it.
All right, if you're born in November, you want to play 13109.
The Novos.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Look, it's a dreary Wednesday across Newcastle and the Hunter. The way to make it nice and sunny is with $550. I think November might be the lucky month. It gets drawn out a lot. It's completely at random.
Yeah,
but
can't help it.
If you're born in November, you could win the cash.
That's right. It's time to meet Karen. She's from Shortland, a chef, and says her go-to dish is grilled salmon. Would prefer to live in Summer Bay over Ramsey Street, and says she isn't one of these shit Karens. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Hey, fantastic. Karen. Never complained to a manager?
Never.
Love your work.
Good stuff.
Yes. Welcome
good
to the show.
Stuff.
Breaking the stigma.
Exactly right. All right. $550. You get that in your bank account. What are you spending on?
I might take myself and my family out to dinner.
Like
oh,
that?
Beautiful.
That's lovely.
Let's get you the money, Karen. Spinning the birthday balls now.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Fingers crossed for you.
Pop
were
your hand
you
in there,
born
Meg.
On the 5th of November?
Oh my God, I had
Wait, you were?
Yes.
Yes! $550, all yours.
Oh my God.
Big dinner out with the family, Karen.
Oh, no, I hope they're not listening on the radio now.
Karen's like, I want that money for myself.
Oh, how good.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How good's that?
Oh, I love that.
What a way to end the day.
I know. Way to wrap up the show.
It's so depressing. You look outside, Karen. It's overcast. It's a Wednesday. It's nowhere near the weekend. Hey, we're giving away money. Love
that's
it.
Right.
Congrats, Karen. Good job.
Money's all yours. Oh.
Just like that, hey?
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah
me too.
It's back tomorrow.
Yeah, back to $250.
Back to $250. Easy
perfect.
Money. Guys, 105 commercial freeze up next with Jackson.
Yeah. Jason Derulo.
Love it.
Wonder how he's going with his son, Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Calling his kid the same name as him.
How ridiculous.
Maybe. Crazy, right? These days, Macklemore.
Jess Glynn.
Nadia, I feel like you're going to like this.
Oh, this is my favourite Little Mix. Favourite Little Mix.
They're actually going on tour. They're reforming for a tour.
Didn't they break up like a week ago?
Yeah. They're back.
Yeah. Is Jesse back though?
No.
No, of course not.
No.
Of course not.
No. Okay.
Oh, well.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. And do not forget, New FM's 100K Wordplay is playing right across your workday. Your next chance after 11 o'clock with Jackson. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.